Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Psalm 119, we finished part 5. Today we will be starting part 6 with verses 73 through 88. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. For the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready and be in Psalms chapter 119 and beginning with verse 73 as we continue our verse-by-verse study of this great book, Psalm 119. And then also, I trust that you will be checking out our websites or writing us to ask about the Israel trip. Yes, we're going to Israel January 3rd through the 13th. We're going to, of course, visit Jerusalem and go by the empty tomb. We're going to visit the various sites in Jerusalem that you read about where Jesus was. We'll go by the Pool of Bethesda. You see it in John chapter 5. And other great points of interest will be in that judgment hall where Jesus Christ was beaten and receiving those stripes there as the Roman guards took his clothes from him and put on that little purple drape over him. Then we will also be in the Sea of Galilee on a boat. As we go across there in a ride, we'll visit Tiberias. We'll visit and see the Valley of Armageddon, where that battle will take place. We'll be in Caesarea, where Paul appeared before Pilate. We will visit various areas around Galilee. We'll be there where Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount and where the loaves of bread were made. We may even stop where the man of Gadarene had the devils cast out of him. The marriage feast of Cana of Galilee. We'll go up to Nazareth, where Jesus' boyhood home was. We'll go to Bethesda, and we will visit these different areas of that nature. Then we'll go on to Petra, the rose-red city, on top of Mount Nebo, and be able to look out and see all of Israel, the same view that was given to Moses just before his death as the children of Israel would pass over. Moses was given that view from Mount Nebo, and we're going to go and see that as well, and the Dead Sea. You don't want to miss out on a trip like this. We'll be teaching the Bible at the various places at which we go, and you will also have a Jewish guide with us so that he can fill us in on some various facts and figures about places that we visit, and that will just increase your knowledge so much. And then the Word of God taught, singing together, just so many great things together. It is the trip of a lifetime. We call it the Bible in Beulah Land. And my friend, I'd really like to have you come and be with us. Now, you can write us and ask us for a brochure. The brochure has the itinerary, the price involved, the registration forms, all those things that you would need. But also, you can go online at either of our websites, and also, you can find out about the Holy Land Tour there. And there also, we have the itinerary, we have the prices involved. You can register online. You can even pay online. Okay. So there are ways for you to go about it and to be able to accomplish all that you need. We stay in 4-star hotels. Your meals are provided for breakfast and supper. It's just a great time together in the Lord. And I would really like to have you come, but our time is drawing short and there'll be a cutoff date very, very soon. So my friend, I hope that with this short time span that we have left to register, that you won't delay. Go online, will you? www.sermononthemount.com. serm.audio.com/Central Baptist. That's serm.audio.com, and a right slash, and then Central, CentralBaptist. You can find it on that website, or you can go to our website that is www.centralbaptistocala.org. On that site, you'll scroll down until you get to, on the left-hand column, you'll see the Holy Land and Jordan. And just click onto that, and that also will give you all the details. We want you to go, my friend. Please come with us. Our announcer, at the end of each day's broadcast, of course, gives you our physical mailing address as well as our website. And it's through our website you can email me if you would wish to ask other questions, whether it's about the trip or about the messages that we are preaching. Well, my friend, I hope you have your Bibles ready now as we go to Psalms chapter 119. And today we're going to look verses 73. And we're going to go on through verse 88 in this study that we're looking at as vessels of honor. Vessels of honor. Now, the first eight verses that we deal with will actually deal with vessels of honor. And then the next eight verses will look at the things that can keep us from being a vessel of honor. So I hope that you will follow along. It's always good to have pits on paper and to take notes. And let me also say, I appreciate all of those who listen to us on the website. Some of you download our messages, which I appreciate, and then you share them and email them to others, and that is great. Some of you listen to them a couple different times so that you can make sure that you were hearing me right. And so I just really appreciate those that write us and let us know that they're listening. Now, our church, your church, the local church, is to strive in the day in which you and I live to be a church of Acts 20:20 vision in this 21st century. Of course, now we are making this a scriptural base as found in Acts chapter 20, verses 20 and 21, where we read this, "And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you, and have taught you publicly, and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, in these first verses, 73 through 77, we're going to see Acts chapter 20, verse 20 for us. And then in the next verses, 78 through 80, we'll see verse 21. Now, let's look at with Acts chapter 20, verse 20, how he had taught them from house to house publicly, and he kept nothing back that was profitable to them. And we see here in verses 73 through 77 what I call the 4F look. Well, some of you that are older remember the days of the military draft. There were classifications. Every young person, when they turned 18, would register, and you were given a classification upon registering. They kept up with you, too. And so we would register, tell if we were in college or whatever else was going on in our life. Now, if you were classified 4F, you were not eligible to serve. I ended up being 4F. And I can remember that day in 1969 having received my letter to go report for my physical to see if I'd be ready for the draft. And usually in that day, in the height of Vietnam, if you passed your physical, they just took you on from there. You didn't go home and say goodbye and appreciate you and all this other stuff. They kept you. And I remember that the bus that took us to Jacksonville, Florida from Ocala, there were about three of our buses that went up there, and I think one of the bus came back. And it wasn't completely full. And the others, they kept up there that passed their physical. But I was 4F. My backbone was misformed. Now, I've never had really any real problems with my back or continuing problems with my back. Like other people, I've pulled a muscle here and there, but to have those constant troubles, I've not really had that. And someone said, well, the problem that's wrong with my back is that I had a yellow streak going down it, and I hope that wasn't the case. But nonetheless, I could not serve even if I wanted to. And I remember asking that day, I says, you know, if I really wanted to volunteer and serve, could I do that? And the guy says, no, if you're 4F, you fail this, you cannot be in any branch of the service. However, when you go into God's army, He does a transforming work. And He can take broken pots of clay and mold them as vessels for His honor. And you come to Jesus Christ, you say, boy, my life is broken, I've made a mess, and oh, I can't do this, I can't do that because of the things I've done in my life. But that doesn't mean God can't make a vessel of honor out of you. And so, my friend, I believe God can make you a vessel of honor. You may be in a prison for life. And you say, well, I can't go out and be an evangelist or pastor a church. I can't be a missionary in a foreign field. And yet God can use me right here in state prison. And He can use you, my friend, to accomplish His will and His work. It's interesting to me that in golf and boxing, one man can make it or break it. Now, in most sports, there can be a star athlete, but he will still need the entire team to win a game or a championship. There are men who have earned medals of honor on the field of battle, in the line of duty. And they may have received the high medal of honor. And we call them heroes because they put their life at risk and did things that were far and above the call of duty. And yet, as heroic as those men are and as brave as those men are, they still do not win a war without the rest of the army. The captain of our faith is the Lord Jesus Christ. He could by himself be just like the boxer and defeat thoroughly the forces of evil. But instead, he has employed us into his army. And he works in us, and he works through us. Now we have the United States of American Army. And our military and all of its branches are tremendous. But there are those units within the Army which fight battles and they go on patrol. I think of, since my father fought in World War II, that we lost some of the battles, but we won the war. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.